This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joshua Briscoe. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know all the official titles anymore of Joshua Briscoe. Like, I used to know what it is. He is the executive producer for Armageddon at Arrowhead. That's a very important one. You do like the Chiefs pre and post game. You got some podcasts. You got a lot of stuff going on right now. How you doing, Joshua Briscoe?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I like leading with executive producer, though. That's definitely the fanciest sounding title of anything. And you know, this, maybe it's a one and done. Maybe I don't know what the invites look like in the future. Maybe it's my single producing debut that way. But yeah, the other stuff's mostly Chiefs related, you know, Chiefs Radio Network and all of that. It's been a good busy month or so, and I think it's going to keep going that way for the next few.
I don't know about you. I'm trying to win an Emmy.
Ooh, I'd love to be in an Emmy Award winner, but yeah. I hadn't even considered that yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to win an Emmy. Right now we're talking to Joshua Briscoe. All right, Josh, there's a lot of things to get into. I'm sorry. I can't get myself all up in arms about guys 48, 49, 50 and below on the roster. I feel like cut down day is draft day Twitter, just trying to hold on to that final, hey, I might have been right about this guy. Like, that's what I think that it is. Like, I'm supposed to be all upset about Asa Pohl getting released. I'm supposed to be all mad about this guy or all excited about it. That's what I feel like it is. I feel like it's draft Twitter holding on for just the final morsel of, hey, I've been watching the film on this guy. I think he can be a productive NFL player.
Yeah, and that's awesome that you have other hobbies. But for me, Asa Pohl's future is a matter of life and death. If Carson Steele, Jason Brownlee, and Asa Pohl aren't on this practice squad in a few days, my entire month is ruined. That's not your fault, Carrington. That's I'm happy for your well-adjusted brain. I'm saying we don't all have one of those.
No, that is very, very true. Because, like, I'm thinking is, if this Asa Pohl guy, if he is ever in the game, something went terribly wrong. Like, if there is any fan base that kind of knows, hey, I don't care how good your roster is. You know what your offensive line is not 8 or 9 deep. You know what I mean? Like, if you ever get to the point where your 8th or 9th offensive lineman's in the game, that's probably not a game that you got a great chance of winning, because those guys matter. So I'm looking at the Chiefs right now. I mean, they got 3 tackles, 4 if you want to count Wandje Morris. Anything deeper than that, something's gone wrong.
Well, and I think I'm glad you mentioned Wandje Morris, because that is why he is still on the roster. Barring something shocking, he'll be on the 53. And that's because, look, I mean, everybody remembers the worst of Wandje Morris last year because he was playing through an injury, it seems, and that whole position was an absolute nightmare. But you may not remember a good half or a good game or two from Wandje Morris over the course of his career to this point. He is a guy who you can have in there for a little bit. That's the cutoff between a starting caliber player and a replacement level player and a developmental player. Like, if you are replacement level, you can go in there for a little bit and kind of hold it together, not be the reason everything gets derailed. If you're there to game plan against for 6 or 8 weeks and opposing defenses learn every bit of your weaknesses, well, then you're probably going to look like a replacement level player under that level of spotlight. So that is why, like, I think your Pole, your Ethan Driscoll types, you know, he had an appendectomy, so he might have a non-football injury list path for him. We'll see. But you have these developmental tackles in large part in hopes that they will develop into a guy who you can have out there for a little bit. I like the idea, even like Chu Godrick, the international player who's been around for a bit. He doesn't even take up a practice squad spot if he makes it there. So you want to go ahead and try to find your diamond in the rough, find your incredible athletes that didn't play a whole lot of football up until their professional career. Find those guys, develop them, try to make it happen. But ultimately, if you have to have somebody run out there and protect Patrick Mahomes for a few plays, you weren't expecting him to be out there, you want it to be Wanya Morris and not the guy who's never done it. So I do think that's a distinction worth making on a day like today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right now, we're talking to our Chiefs insider, Joshua Briscoe. Josh, are you sure that FAU was going to make the team? Because I'm just going through the numbers. And if Derek Nnadi was traded for and now he is going to make the team and they play a different position, like, I'm kind of doing the roster math. And maybe he was going to make the team, but he was going to be right there on the roster bubble that I kind of think they went to him and they did the Tyler Bray. Hey, big dog, we need this spot. You got to go on IR for a little bit and we can keep this spot open and we'll try again next year. That's what I think happened. Are you certain that FAU was going to make the team, and maybe you have a different theory on what happened?
No, I can't say I was completely certain, and I certainly wasn't certain. Yeah, that'll do. I definitely wasn't certain that he was going to be a game day active player. I think that the way that the defensive end group shakes out, you say that you've got this like guaranteed rookie contract and you can go ahead and have it for another year at the price point it is and everything. I think he was going to be the last defensive end on the roster, and maybe that's Malik Herring now. Maybe they go try to find somebody else somewhere else. Janarius Robinson got hurt before FAU did, so if there was any competition there, that ended with Robinson's injury. So I definitely don't think you can say that he was definitively safe. And I even thought it was kind of interesting in Steve Spagnuolo's press conference after they put him on IR, he was asked, like, well, what are you guys going to do, you know, without FAU in there? And he said something, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something along the lines of, like, well, you know, it hurts to lose anybody. And, you know, we were certainly counting on Felix to do some things. I think he was probably in line for a pretty light workload, and then just a guy that you have around if somebody ahead of him gets hurt. And now they'll try to find that from either Malik Herring or somebody else, is my guess.
I don't think I'm 100% approval rating like the Chiefs bringing back Derek Nnadi. Like, I'm not really sure how any single person could have an issue with the Chiefs bringing back Derek Nnadi. It's a very low acquisition cost. You know that he's a capable player in the league. He fits in this rotation. Like, this is one of the moves that there is no pushback from the other side.
I'll give you just a smidge. I really like Derek Nnadi, so I'm biased in that way, I guess. But I would say that at least the process was so strange that a few months ago you went, we're not going to need you, Derek Nnadi. Go ahead and go get this small deal with the Jets. And then obviously the Jets make two trades for defensive tackles before sending Nnadi back here. if nothing else, it's a bad look for the Marlon Tuipulotu Fabian Lovett plan of like, oh, we're just going to find somebody else who can come in here and eat these snaps. Tershawn Wharton was gone for a big money deal, and he's a different type of defensive tackle anyway. Jerry Tillery, I don't think this really reflects on him. I think it makes sense that Derek Nnadi is back. I think it's a little bit surprising that they even had to do the pick swap to get him. Maybe there was a fear that somebody else would trade for Derek Nnadi. Okay. It's strange to me that a guy who played a relatively small number of snaps last year, they got to the end of August and said, yeah, all right, we're basically going to give back what we got for Sky Moore effectively, which is also virtually nothing, right? We're going to go ahead and give that up to make sure we get this guy back who has been here before, who we do know what he'll bring to the table. But it certainly wasn't important to them in March or April to have Derek Nnadi on this team. So again, I think the process is strange. I think it makes perfect sense that he's back.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe going through possible cuts for the Kansas City Chiefs. The one thing that I'm really interested in all of this is just Elijah Mitchell. I don't know what the plan is at running back right now. Like, I could see a scenario in which Mitchell is on the team. I could also see a scenario in which we get some announcement here coming up in 20 minutes that the Chiefs have traded a 7th-round pick, and now they've picked up another wide receiver, and then that's why he gets released. What do you think the plan is for Elijah Mitchell?
I think for him, you know, talk about the process that got you here. I think the process with Elijah Mitchell seems relatively clear, assuming that he doesn't end up making the initial 53, which is what it kind of seems like right now. I just didn't do a whole lot in the preseason. And man, I don't know about you, but I just didn't hear anything about him from training camp. I think the idea was, hey, we'll give you a little bit of money to show up in St. Joe, and we're going to find out if you have this rest and recovery period. Do you have that burst, that explosiveness back that you had earlier in your career? And it seems like, unfortunately, and this is just how it goes in the NFL, certainly how it goes amongst running backs, it seems like that burst just did not return as he got healthier. And so now the Chiefs are looking around thinking, well, we don't really have a running back with explosion outside of Breshard Smith, who's a rookie that started playing running back a year ago. So I would think right now he's probably outside looking in. It doesn't surprise me that Carson Steele was let go first, but I have to think at this point that there's not a ton of optimism around Elijah Mitchell. Maybe he makes the team and I'm totally wrong, and there is still some hope that he can give you a little bit of that breakaway burst that this roster kind of needs there still. Otherwise, I really do think it would make a lot of sense for them to continue poking around to try to find somebody else who's a different type of runner than Kareem Hunt, who seems to be RB2 through and through at this point. I really do think they wanted somebody who's not Breshard Smith, who can give you that extra gear, and it just seems like Mitchell may not have had that gear left anymore.
How are you going to remember Carson Steele's time in Kansas City?
Crocky J, for the most part. I was pretty impressed. I think it was the third preseason. It was the Lions preseason game last year. He had a great pass pro rep that I wrote an entire story about because that's the headspace I was in at the time. So I'll remember him as good vibes, nice special teams, fun story. Not necessarily the guy you want getting 15 touches a game. I'm not sure it's over. I'm not sure it's over yet, Carrington. I'm holding out hope. Again, if he's not on the practice squad, my month is ruined. So give me a little more Crocky J just on the practice squad. He can be a game day call up if you need a little special teams help, or if Kareem Hunt gets hurt, then he's in the mix. Don't you shut the door on Carson Steele so fast.
I mean, I've shut the door on Carson Steele. If you can't make it in this running back room, there might not be a running back room in the entire National Football League that is a fit for you. I mean, it wasn't Lynn's sanity, but man, it was our Kansas City version. We spent time talking about his personal life, how he grew up, his pet, and all of these things. He played one game for the Chiefs. He played that second game against the Falcons. He fumbled, and we have never heard from Carson Steele ever again.
I don't know why I can't have a Jeremy Lin. I don't understand why I can't have that.
You know what? I want that for you. I just don't think that player is going to be Carson Steele.
That's fine. I don't know who else is going to be on my – right now it might just be Gardner Minshew, but I you know, obviously don't want him forced into action here. So, I will remember Carson Steele every time I look at my framed Carson Steele jersey that I have on every wall in my home.
Let's fast forward to week 4 of the NFL season. Do you think that Kingsley Suamati is still starting for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Ooh, fun question. Yeah, I think so. But that's not where I thought you were going. I was thinking, oh, week four, I've got the Rashee Rice case around there somewhere. I think he will be, but you can hear the hesitance a little bit. I think it's really fascinating that Jalen Moore never took a rep at guard in the preseason. Every snap he took, check my notes, but every snap that Jalen Moore took this year, was at right tackle in particular, being there in the realm for, Juwan Taylor to be spelled if necessary. And obviously, you know, if Josh Simmons gets hurt, he's going to be the first guy up at left tackle. I don't think I'm as interested in seeing Mike Caliendo at left guard as I was at seeing what Jalen Moore could do there. So I think Kingsley gets a longer leash this year, but obviously I'm saying that after he got, 2.5 games basically last season. And then by week three, it was over, or by week four, it was over. No, it was three. It was 2.5 games, a game and a half. And then, by week three, it was
done. Then he was out of here. Yeah. I'll ask you this: week one of the NFL season, is Mecole Hardman on the team or on the practice squad?
I was just thinking about this, and obviously he got cut. You have the whole Derek Nnadi thing. Mecole Hardman did this last year. Here's what I'll say. I think a practice squad spot makes a lot of sense, but do you like him more than the upside of Jason Brownlee? Probably. The one thing that, the one person right now who's got to be a little bit spooked is Nico Armijo. Because if you were to say, hey, you know, I know Nico's not doing much on the offensive side, but we really like what he brings in the return game, I'd ask you back, who would you rather have back for a return, Mecole Hardman or Nico Armijo? And Hardman still has the top end speed there, and we've seen him do that quite a bit without a ton of huge mistakes, you know, some questionable fielding decisions on a punt here or there. But if you think that Nico's making it as the seventh receiver right now and thinking that he'll have to play, be available as a receiver when Rashee Rice gets hurt or when Rashee Rice eventually gets suspended, I think he'd make a pretty good argument for Mecole Hardman, knowing more in the offense, being able to do more offensively, and being a roughly equivalent returner. I think that's at least on the table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.